The last member of the Tsinaikst tribe in Canada passed away in 1953. The Canadian government deemed the tribe extinct and reclaimed their land. But a case against a Washington man in a British Columbia court that begins today could bring the tribe back to life. Correspondent Emily Schwing reports.
The Tsinaikst still have federal recognition in the United States. Among the nearly 2,500 members who live on the Colville Reservation in northeast Washington is a man named Rick Disatel. In 2010 and 2011, he traveled north of the U.S. border to hunt for elk and deer on what he believes are his traditional hunting grounds, fully knowing he would violate provincial law.
So yeah, it was a conscious plan.
Dr. Michael Marchand is the chairman of the Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation.
We notified our people that if you hunt in Canada, we sanction it, we approve it, and if you get in the legal problem, the tribe will support you.
The point they want to make? The Tsinaikst are alive and well and have the right to hunt on traditional grounds, regardless of the U.S.-Canada border. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.